ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London. Everyone, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you some great guests that have overcome challenges, great guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. I encourage you to connect with me after the show through AskSueLondon.com. That address, again, is AskSueLondon.com. I absolutely love hearing all your comments about the show and how the different segments are inspiring you to create the life that you desire. So, folks, don't hesitate. Send me your emails. I love it. Years ago, now, after spending months in the hospital, after my intestine burst and my husband not coming to see me, I faced the truth where my marriage was heading. It was not heading to a good place, that was for sure. As the months passed and my husband was home, less and less my feelings were confirmed. Finally, in 1997, after 16 years of marriage, he hit me with the truth. He shared he had a girlfriend for many years. They'd even bought a house together a couple years earlier. He'd been living a double life, and I didn't even see it. It came as a huge blow, as I truly thought that that only happened to other people, and that would never happen to me. Going through a divorce was very tough. It was an ugly divorce, to say the least. 3 years later, I was divorced, and I started a new chapter in my life. That is truly, folks, when my life began. Struggling with Crohn's disease for years while being married to this man, when he walked out, my health improved so much that the Crohn's disease actually went away. It actually went into way. My doctor wrote on my medical file, the stress is gone, the disease is gone. Now, years later, I am so beyond blessed to have Mr. Right in my life. Ross and I have been together for 11 years now. And folks, he's my soulmate. He's my best friend, he's my love, and he's so much more. Like I kept my life a secret from friends and family for years, my guest today had buried a secret also, and today you're going to learn all about that. The topic of our show today is what to do when love shrinks, and my very special guest today is Sharon Wolfe. For 20 years, Sharon Wolfe helped revitalize countless marriages. With 8 appearances on Oprah under her belt, Sharon had a trusted source on finding your soulmate and staying lovers for life. But no one knew that she was going home every night to a dark secret, a failed marriage of her own to a good man she just couldn't leave. In Love Shrinks, her book, Sharon Wolfe confesses the startling truth of her own failed marriage and the turmoil she endured while writing best-selling advice books, and yet failing to heed her own. At times, painfully funny and sad, Sharon's honest appraisal of a surprisingly typical marriage in distress may do more to save someone's relationship than any of her advice books. Folks, I know there's many of you out there listening today that are going through challenges with your marriage. I think this is a show that's really going to help you also. Really stay with us, and I encourage you to ask all kinds of questions because we're both here to help you today. Sharon, I want to welcome you to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you so much, Sue. It's such a pleasure to be with you tonight.
Well, thanks. I'm just so thrilled to have you here. And, you know, like I said, it does really take a lot of courage to share what you've been through. And I want to thank you in advance of us doing the show for sharing this because, you know, there's a lot of people that don't want to do that or are scared to do it. And I know me, for years didn't want to share this with people. So thank you for that.
Well, I didn't want to share it with people. I think in a lot of ways I didn't want to share it with myself. But, you know, there I was in front of 13 million people on Oprah telling them how to stay lovers for life or how to find a good partner. And all that while my own marriage was crumbling. Yeah. And in one part of my head, what I said was, you know, you can be a great coach of a team and not be able to play the game. Because I'm having trouble in my own marriage, it doesn't mean I can't be a really good marriage counselor.
Right.
But the other part of me tugged and said, you know, you're a fraud. You can't practice what you preach. And sometimes that's the way it goes. I've come to have peace with that and to realize that, like I said, you can be a great coach and not be able to play the game. It happens.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Now, tell us about your books. You've written some pretty good self-help books. Can you tell us more about those books?
I've written five. My first book I wrote before I even became a social worker. I was a singer before I became a social worker, and I wrote a book called 50 Ways to Find a Lover.
Okay.
And it finally got published. It was rejected a bunch of times, and everyone who rejected it said I didn't have any credibility. So I decided to go back to social work school and to get some credibility. And I did that, and after that I wrote a book called Guerrilla Dating Tactics, Strategies, Tips, and Secrets for Finding Romance. And then I wrote a book called How to Stay Lovers for Life, A Marriage Counselor's Tricks of the Trade. And the interesting thing is I wrote the book How to Stay Lovers for Life when my own relationship was in the worst shape ever.
Yeah.
I was writing the book to help myself. I think I really wrote that book for me and my husband and not so much the public at large. And then my publisher wanted me to write a book on getting married. So I wrote a book called So You Want to Get Married. And then last but not least, using the theme of This Old House, the TV show,
I wrote
a book called This Old Spouse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's...
And that was using like a carpenter's tools of the trade to repair your marriage.
You know, I have had so many authors, including myself. I'm an author of three books. And when I was writing my life story, Soar Above It All, I found that was the best therapy for me. I was getting it out of me. And so when you're saying this is therapy for you, any of you other authors out there listening, just know, yes, there's all of us in the same way that when we write books, it's very therapeutic for us. And your book, Love Shrinks, it's amazing. I was at the gym last night sitting on the bike doing my cardio when I was reading it, and I was really relating to a lot of it. Now, tell us more, you know, about your marriage and your secret. Like, how long was this going on?
Well, one thing I was going to just mention to you, pertaining to what you just said about it being very cathartic, was that it was also very frightening for me because I was going to be going public with something that I didn't know if the public wanted to hear.
Okay.
So I wrote the book, and I was kind of scared. And as the pub date came closer and closer, I was more scared. So I really felt anxious about the book as well as cathartic. I felt both at the same time.
Were you?
But I was married for 15 years, and... I married a person that I never should have married in the first place. I know that now. I was in love, and I did love this man, but I think I loved him more like a brother. But he was a good guy, but a terrible, terrible husband. I think I would just say that about him. In every way, a husband can be terrible.
But there are
so many ways.
But, you know, when I look back on my marriage, what I went through with my ex-husband and that, and because he was also emotionally abusive with me, I can honestly look back and I can say he has been one of my greatest teachers. Is that something that you could say as well?
Absolutely. You know? I think most of what I learned about growing up, I learned in that marriage. My husband was financially, he was a gambler. And he gambled stocks on margin, so you don't have to come up with any money until you've really lost big. And he didn't pay the taxes, and one day while he was on tour, he was in Japan, he's a musician, I got a letter from the IRS, and usually he opened those because they came to his name first. And when I opened the letter, it turned out that he hadn't paid our taxes in 2 years, and we were $60,000 owing in back taxes, and they were going to put a lien on our house. So he just didn't do it.
Yeah, and finances are one of a big breakers in marriage, too, aren't they?
They really are.
Yeah.
And what had happened was I always paid my taxes on time, and he didn't. So I would give him the money for the taxes and just let him pay the taxes whenever he was ready, except he didn't pay them.
Wow.
So, finances. Couples, when couples come into treatment with me, they usually come in over finances and or sex. You know, usually both.
And so do you find with the finances, what kind of advice would you offer somebody who's going through challenges with finances?
Well, the first thing is that finances are taboo to talk about, and couples don't even talk about them with each other. Sometimes one responsibility for the financial life of a couple, and the other partner, usually the woman, doesn't to know what state the finances are in. So certainly one thing that has to happen is there has to be complete disclosure between the two of them.
They need to
sit down and know what kind of money they have, because most couples don't even know what they have.
That's
so
right.
So I would say the first thing would be a conversation where there's full disclosure.
Good.
And the second thing would be...
Sharon, can I just get you to hold that thought for number two? We got to go to a commercial. And
go ahead.
Okay. So, folks, when we come back, we're going to get Sharon to share with you the number two. Okay? So you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my very special guest today is Sharon Wolf. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to find out what number two is. Stay tuned, folks.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
The world one listener at a time.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London.
Radio inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
My guest today is Sharon Wolf, and the topic is what to do when love shrinks. Now, before the break, Sharon was sharing about what to do about your marriage challenges. So she's going to give you a number two way to help with that. So, Sharon, you want to take it from there for before where we were before the break?
Sure. We were talking about finances, and I said the number one thing is to have full disclosure, and both parties should know how much money there is. And then the second thing is you both have to decide together how that money is going to be used. You know, a couple needs a budget and needs to work out what money goes to monthly expenses that happen every month and also what kind of discretionary income there is. Each couple needs to feel that they can go out and buy a hat or, you know, buy something that they want. But you have to decide how much of your income is going to be not policed, you know, how much you each have that you can spend however you want it. Some couples are on budgets so tight they don't have anything left over. But money, I think the big thing is how the money is used needs to be known by both parties and where the money is, where the bank is. You know, I'm thinking back now, it's almost the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and I worked on the front lines of 9/11 with families, victims' families, and there were so many of the women who came in who didn't even know the husband did his banking at work, and they didn't even know where the bank was, what bank the husband used. They had no idea where their money was, or and they didn't have their name on the banking cards. They had no idea how to get the money out.
Now, can I ask you this when we're talking about money? When a couple's together, whether they're having challenges or not, do you feel that they should have separate accounts as well? Because I know for me, when I was married to my first husband, I was a stay-home mom. I was struggling with being in and out of hospitals, 17 surgeries with Crohn's disease. And, you know, I wasn't working. And basically my ex-husband, the money came into his account. I had no access of my for myself. Do you feel a woman should have her own account? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, but whether it's a woman, I feel that partners are equal. So whether it's a woman or a man, what I feel is that each couple needs to decide for themselves how they want to use their money. Some couples may decide they prefer to have a joint account, and some couples may decide that they prefer to have a joint account plus two separate accounts where they can keep some money of their own. I don't think that the problem is how many accounts there are. I think the problem is, are both people in agreement to how the money is used?
Okay. Yeah. Good. Okay. And so now what we talked about money, let's go on to the next area.
You want to talk about sex?
Oh, sure. Bring it on.
Well, that's another place where couples run into all kinds of trouble, and, you know, many divorces are had over sex. Usually the stereotype is a man who wants his wife to want more sex, and what they call normal is how much sex he wants. But what if we reverse that, and how much sex she wants is what's normal? And the problem was, he wanted too much sex. You know, it's not that there wasn't enough. It's that there's too much. I think there again, couples need to sit down and decide what they want their sex life to look like, what they'd like it to be like. And then the problem with young children is, how do you make that happen? Sometimes you can't, you know, before you were married, you could wait for things to be spontaneous, and at any spontaneous moment you could be intimate. After you're married and have small children, that's not true anymore. You could wait forever for a spontaneous moment. Sometimes you need to decide when you're going to be together and almost make a date to to have sex. It doesn't sound as romantic, but it becomes necessary when you have small children.
Well, and you know, one of the things I can honestly tell you and the listeners that in my first marriage, it taught me a lot about what I would not do in my future, in my marriage. And one thing that my husband and I do now is that we make sure that we are booking every night some time just together, whether it's just to catch up. We book two nights a week where it's like date night. That might be going out for dinner. It could be going for a picnic. Could be going for a walk at the waterfront. Now, we're lucky our kids are getting older. Like, our youngest is 18. But we make that schedule in our daytimers that that is our time, and no one else interrupts that. Like, I don't take on events, or he doesn't book anything. And I think that's important, don't you? Each week.
Well, I think it's critical. I think yeah. There are the major gestures such as those to plan a night together. And I think there are also the little things. When he comes in and you're on the phone with your best friend, you should hang up on the phone, because he should know that he's more important than whoever it is you're talking to, you know, unless, of course, it's an emergency. But as a basic general plan, you hang up the phone when your partner comes in. And you have at least 10 seconds of touching when your partner comes in, just to reconnect. You know, 10 seconds of touching when you're partying in the morning and 10 seconds when you get back together can do a lot to reconnect you. Because otherwise you're all abuzz with the day, your head's all abuzz, filled with the buzzings of what's gone on all day, and you don't reconnect. It's an active thing that you do. It's not just by chance that you reconnect. You have to make that happen.
Yes, and I can tell you, our family, we really enjoy life. We are grateful. I mean, I was given 30 minutes to live in my life, had a near-death experience. I don't take life for granted, and I enjoy every moment. And when my husband and I are in the kitchen cooking, while we're waiting for things to brown up or whatever, we'll be dancing in the kitchen. We'll just start dancing together. And what an example that has been for our kids. You don't know when you're doing something how your children are watching you. But we watch our children and our grandson now, and they'll grab someone and they'll start dancing in the kitchen. And those are so special moments for both of us. But yet, you know, kids roll their eyes and, oh, mom and dad are at it again, you know, where that's what I did not have in my first marriage. And those little things are important, for sure.
And, you know, kids learn about love from their parents.
Yes.
They learn what a relationship looks like and how to fight from watching their parents fight, from watching their parents have a relationship. So if you can demonstrate that kind of affection, and it's also important to demonstrate the hard times, how to have a good fight, how to have a fair fight, so that at the end of the fight, if there's not a resolution, there can't always be a resolution, but what can happen is both people feel heard. And that's the most important thing, that both people feel heard. So that's extremely important to model for children. Otherwise, they have no idea how to fight.
Now, let me ask you this. Well, we're on the subject of children. With how do you suggest, or what do you suggest to your clients when a couple are deciding to split? How do they go about telling their children? Like, what kind of, how would you go about guiding them to say what? And I guess it's different for different ages, right?
Yes, of course. It's a horrible thing to have to do at any age. But what you definitely want to do is tell them together and not split the kids up. So, because one child should never be having a secret from the other children that they don't know. It's just a terrible kind of pressure on them. But you should tell the children together. And what you should emphasize, of course, is that this doesn't have to do with them and your relationship with them. It has to do with your relationship with each other, because kids are very, very quick to accept the burden of what's gone wrong. And children do blame themselves for divorces. And often talk about it, if, you know, mommy had loved me enough, if daddy had loved me enough, he never would have left. If mommy had loved me enough, they never would have split up. So kids get all kinds of crazy ideas about why the divorce happened. So it's important not to just tell them once, but to have an open dialogue, ongoing. Ongoing is the critical word, where you keep emphasizing that the breakup is between the parents. It doesn't have anything to do with the children.
And that's important, very important. I've seen so many kids that have been damaged as a result of parents not handling something in a good way.
You have to work out how the parent who doesn't have the children is going to see, the non-custodial parent is going to see the children.
Yes.
It's very, very difficult because the children are now living in two houses and they're dragging their homework and stuff back and forth, and their friends live in one house and now they're going to another house where they probably have no friends.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of stress for children. You want to try and make it as stressless as possible. There's a tremendous stress for children when there's a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that helped me to help my kids, you've heard of Doreen Virtue Angel cards?
No.
Well, these are cards that you can shuffle, and when you draw a card, it's kind of telling you there's a message there for you, that this is what's happening for you now. And I got these cards for my daughters, and each day they would shuffle a card, and I said, okay, the card that's the message for you now, that's, you know, a card for you, what's happening for you. They draw a card, and that's how I found I kept my kids communicating, and they would say, yeah, I'm really, you know, feeling stressed. I'm feeling really angry and all this kind of stuff. So there's a lot of great tools out there for kids that I came across. Now, I need you to hold your thoughts because we need to go to another commercial, Sharon. But when you come back, can we talk more about some tools that
sure.
you may have to help some kids? Okay, folks, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. And when we come back, Sharon's going to share some more with you. So just as a reminder, folks, you can call in and ask Sharon your questions today. And the number you can call is 800-930-2819. And that number again is 800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com. So stay tuned, folks. We're going to be right back shortly.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and I have a very special guest here today, folks. I have Sharon Wolf here, and before the break, we were talking about tools to help your kids. So, Sharon, what would you like to suggest for people that maybe they've gone through a breakup and they want to help their kids through the process of the divorce? What would you suggest?
Well, you know, I think some of the things I talked about, it sounds like you also have some excellent ideas, but I think one of the things is that the dialogue needs to be ongoing, because the kinds of things that you aren't saying to your children know everything. They just read your mind. They know what the state of is between the husband and the wife. It's so important to try and remember that you will be raising your children together forever. No matter how you feel about each other, those children will be there forever. So
yes,
to put the emphasis on them and to try and make the transitions between houses as smooth as possible, and to try to, whatever you set up as a schedule for the kids, to stick to it, to not be changing their schedule all the time. Those are the things that really raise children's stress level when you were supposed to take them Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and now you're taking them Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Those kinds of things are really, really hard on children. So
yes,
I would really recommend that to make a schedule, to stick to the schedule, and to make room. The kinds of cards that you were talking about that kids can use on a regular basis to talk about how they feel. And it sounded like you know some other ideas about that, and I would like to hear those.
Well, you know what I did? I do a lot of work, and some of our listeners, you know this, or may not. I wrote a children's book called Rocky's Trip to the Hospital, and that's my story of, you know, what I went through with my dog helping me to get my health back, doing pet therapy. And the second book in that series is Rocky's Positive Thoughts Affirmation Coloring Book. And what it is, it's a book, and it has affirmations in it and pictures for the parent and the child to color together. And I found that with that book, I would sit down with my kids and, you know, color a picture. And I found with being in that environment, they were sharing with me that this is what happened today. And somebody made fun of me, and this happened, and this happened. And I found it really opened them up. So I put this book together, and now doctors are using it in hospitals, kids are going home, kids are sharing abuse. So I've kind of, to me, it's been very important to keep my kids talking and help other kids keep the language going. So you knew where they were at, you know, and telling them that, you know, it will be okay. And the vision board's doing that as well. They've all
but
been
what
helpful.
You're saying, what you're saying is that you get them involved in an activity that you
Absolutely.
Do together, and that activity that you do together, you're not sitting and talking about how do you feel. You're sitting and doing an activity, and through the activity, children talk about how they feel, and that's also a very common thing. It's very hard for kids to answer the question, you know, are you stressed? How are you feeling now? But when you're doing a coloring book, or you're taking a hike, or you're playing basketball, or you're cooking something together, those are places where kids start to open up when there's another activity involved.
Absolutely. And you know, one thing that else what I did was I it was kind of, it started first to prove to me that I no longer was a disease, but I had a disease, you know, the difference in the mindset. Mm-hmm. And I had to prove to myself I could do things like get out of my home, get away from that washroom. And this started years before. And so what it happened after my divorce, my kids and I would sit down and we would say, what is something new that we can try this week? And so we would sit down once a week and we would think of what can we do something new? You know, and my kids still, years later now, they will talk about how we tried the downhill skiing and how mom's skis fell off. She rolled down the hill and her ski went into the chalet window. They still think that's funny. You know, I still have flashbacks to that, and there's some issues there. You and I can talk later about that. But, you know, my kids, that was important for them, and they saw that mom wasn't depressed about a divorce or anything like that. We were moving forward, you know?
Right. So that's another thing that you brought up that's very important, which is get a life.
Yes.
After you're divorced, you need to get a life and you need to show your children that you have a life and that you're not sitting home every night mourning the relationship.
Absolutely. That's really important, I feel, because, you know, and I found that that really has helped my kids and the many kids I've worked with. Now, can we shift it? Because I'm looking at the time. This show is going so fast here, and I'm just so thrilled to have you.
That's
I could
good.
Have you on here for hours. But let's shift now, and let's talk about, okay, we've got a couple. They're still together. Now, maybe they're having a rough time. What are some things, some phrases perhaps, that you should never say to your spouse?
Well, this is, I did a lot of writing in my book, How to Stay Lovers for Life. I did a lot of writing about how to fight fair, because I think that studies have shown that the number of fights a couple has does not determine whether they get divorced. It's the number of affectionate resolutions that the couple has. If they have a fight and then they make up, at least as long as they make up well, that helps. But when you're fighting, there are certain things you should never say. One thing is anytime you start a question with, how could you, why did you, when will you, that's not a question, that's an attack. You need to find a better way to start a question. Well, I wonder if, you know, I was confused when. Those are good ways to start it. But why did you is never going to get you anything but a defensive answer. And if you can never say you're just like your mother, you know, or you're just like your father. That's going to make your partner crazy. And then we have the kitchen sink fight where the couple throws in every fight they've ever had. They can't stick to the topic. And every topic that they've ever had comes up together. And then another thing to never do is to say you always or you never, because it's not possible that that's true. Nobody always does something or never does something. So I think to keep away from you always and you never is also a very smart thing to do when you're fighting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, those are very good suggestions for everybody. The blame game is really a bad thing, that's for sure. What would you say if someone's really, they're really in the heated moment and, you know, to stop a fight from boiling, are there suggestions that you have?
Well, a couple needs to know when they need a timeout, just like kids need a timeout. Couples need a timeout when they fight, but you need to express it properly. What you need to say is, I'm going to take 10 minutes to cool off, but I will come back to finish this in 10 minutes. The thing that makes people worse is when you say, I'm not going to do this anymore, and you walk away. Uh-huh. That's what makes the fight get worse. As long as you say, I promise I will come back and we will resolve this, I just know that what's happening right now isn't good for either one of us. So let me take 10 minutes and I will be back and we will finish this discussion, but I can't have it right now.
Uh-huh. Now, let me ask you, what's your thoughts on why can't celebrity unions seem to last?
Well, there's so much stress making films because you have the most beautiful women and the most beautiful men in the world teamed up together. And I think when you become that famous, there's a lot of narcissism involved. There's a lot of feeling that the world revolves around you and you're not a player in the world. And the temptations are just too great. You're away from your family. Uh-huh. You're honest. You're with 100 attractive people, and the temptations are just too great. It's very hard to keep a stable relationship when you're a celebrity because you don't live a stable life.
Yeah, and so what would you say to have a stable life? Okay, it like, you know, there are some marriages out there, like the actors. Is it Tom Hanks? I think he was saying where they married for 26
yep.
years, and they've got a grandchild now. I saw that last week. And so what's their secret? What's so different about them?
Well, lots of celebrities like that who have long-term marriages, Jeff Bridges, one thing they do is they take their wife with them when they go on set.
Yeah.
So there's not so much... And they talk to each other every night. So there's real communication every night. And they're just different. They just happen to be different kind of people. I mean, he's a different kind of movie star. He's a real down-to-earth kind of movie star. He's not a celebrity. He's a movie star.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I think of it that way.
Well, I know for myself, like, as my career's growing, I know my husband and I can be in a restaurant, and people will stop and ask my autograph. And it kind of started to be kind of a challenge because I didn't want them going into my private life. But my husband and I've really quickly saw it's very important for him to be a part of everything with me. And we are constantly talking about, is this the right decision for me? Is this the right decision for us? And, you know, I'm really lucky he comes with me. One thing that happens for me is I get a lot of marriage proposals, and any of you listening out there, please stop sending them to me. But I share them with my husband, and he'll laugh, and he'll say, you know what, I don't think I want to marry this guy. But we share absolutely everything in our relationship, and I think important.
You hit on one of the important points, which is, you have to think in threes for a good marriage to last. What's good for you, what's good for me, and what's good for the relationship?
Yeah.
Thinking of the relationship as a third being in your marriage is very important. What's good for the relationship?
Yeah, well, it's so true. Before we got to take another break, Sharon, but before we take the break, can you share with everyone how they can purchase your great book, Love Shrinks?
Well, they can go to Amazon and get Love Shrinks, or they can go into a bookstore and get it, or they can go to my website and get it, which is www.sharonwolf.com. They could get it in any of those three places.
Perfect. So, guys, we're going to just take a quick break, and when we come back, Sharon and I are going to inspire you more to create the life that you desire. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
On Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and today my very special guest is Sharon Wolf, and we are going to talk now in this part about her very great book. I cannot talk highly enough about it, folks. Her book is called Love Shrinks. Sharon, how about you tell everyone now what the book is about? I think everyone needs to go get a copy.
It's basically about a marriage counselor who can't keep her marriage together, and I was that person is me. I was a go-to person for Oprah. I was on hundreds of television shows and in hundreds of newspapers, and I was really considered a national expert on relationships, but my own relationship wasn't working out, and I tried everything. I tried prayer. I tried therapy, individual therapy. I tried couple therapy. I tried waiting. I tried pretending everything was all right. I even got a Save the Marriage dog. And when that didn't work, I got another dog. So I got two Save the Marriage dogs. And I just did everything that I could think of to make that marriage work. And then finally, I had to face the fact that the marriage was not working. And then it just, I couldn't leave. The problem I had was I was just so ambivalent that it took me years and years and years to leave the marriage. I'm such an optimist that I kept believing things would get better. Things would get better. Each day I thought that. I woke up and thought, this is a new day and it will be better. But it didn't get better, and finally I had to leave. And so this is the story of my journey from wanting to get a divorce to finally getting the courage to end it and to realize that sometimes ending it is the right thing to do, and you need to know how to move on when the time comes.
Right. Yes, that's so true. And that can be a very difficult decision to make. I know firsthand, like you do, it's tough. And I know there's a lot of listeners out there that it is hard. Now, saying that, how can people, what kind of support is out there to help people to make that decision?
That's the funny thing about making the final decision to get a divorce. Yeah. Your friends, you can't really go by what your friends say. It's too big a decision for your therapist to tell you what to do. And in the end, I think it's a very existential decision. You are really alone when you finally make that decision. Your friends can support you completely afterwards, but you are the one who has to say, I want a divorce, and you are the one who has to go through the divorce. Luckily, you have family and friends around you to support you. Mm-hmm. That's generally but not always true. No. But the decision itself is something you do alone.
Yes. Now, I know for me, and I've seen other people do this, and I always say, I make a list, like pros and cons, do I stay, do I go? And, you know, that kind of helped me with a lot of decisions I had to make, making lists. I'm a visual person. I need to see visual.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, add your thoughts to that, because I wanted to bring up another subject here.
Well, I think I was just going to say, I think I'm not really a list maker. I'm different than you that way. It's for me like it was the overwhelming feeling. And I always thought there should be at least 70% good stuff in a marriage and 30% dirt. And I always thought you have to find the 30% dirt you can live with, because everybody is going to be 70% good and 30% bad. I like 80-20 better, but it's usually 70-30. And I think that's just what it comes down to. It's just that I realized that I couldn't live with what I had.
Yeah, yeah. And I can tell you, folks, for what everything that I went through, I'm grateful. Like, you know all my story, the challenges I had. And I can honestly tell you that with my first husband, he was my real teacher. And I learned so much from him. And I learned about strength. And I didn't know I had strength in me to go through what I did. But I can tell you that before that, I was a real people pleaser. Now, can we kind of touch on that topic, Sharon? Because I know I read that in your book about being a people pleaser. There's a lot
there. I didn't want to upset anybody by telling them that I wanted a divorce. Everybody thought I was happy, and everybody was very comfortable with me being married. Yeah. And they just did not want me to be unhappy and did not want me to get a divorce.
Yeah.
So it was very hard to tell people, and especially for my profession, it was very hard to tell my clients where I had to tell them. And, you know, all these radio and television shows to kind of come clean about being divorced. Nobody wanted me to be. So that was the people pleaser in me, not wanting to tell people things they didn't want to know about me.
Now, how did you get past being a people pleaser?
I think it's what you said. I found a great deal of strength in standing up in my own marriage. I found a great deal of strength in myself that I didn't know I had. Mm-hmm. And I basically became through this marriage, I became my own person. I became very strong. I took off career-wise, by myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how it worked for me, too.
Yeah, yeah, I know for me, I have no problem saying no to people now. That people pleaser in me is long gone. So I'm proud to say that. Okay, now let me ask you, what do you hope the readers will gain from your book, Love Shrinks?
I hope they'll see that some marriages are not meant to be, and that you can't always hold on even if you want to. And they will see from this book when to say goodbye and how to say goodbye, and that sometimes goodbye is what must happen for you to truly be authentic with yourself.
Yeah, that's so well said. Now, how would you say writing this book impacted you both personally and professionally? What's it done for you?
You know, personally, it's been a little bit of a struggle. As I told you, I had some anxiety in coming out with the book, because the book talks about my childhood and the childhood abuse that I suffered. And I was admitting a lot of things that people didn't know about me. They all thought I had a wonderful life. So it was hard to admit those things. But I feel that it's made me much stronger in the end, because I don't have anything to hide anymore.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, it's great. Can I get you, Sharon, one more time to share your contact information, the websites where people can pick up your book? Can you share that with everyone now?
Please, if you're interested in the book, you can go into a bookstore and get it. It's called Love Shrinks. Or you can go on Amazon Books and buy Love Shrinks. Or you can go to my website, which is www.sharonwolf, and that's SharynWolf. com, and you can write me a note there, or you can get the book there, whatever you like.
Great. Well, Sharon, I have really enjoyed having you on the show here today with us. And I have to say it, thank you for having the courage to share your life with everyone. I know you're truly helping many people in the process with that. So
thank you so much for having me. This has just been great.
Well, keep up the good work. I'm proud of you.
Okay, you take care. You too, Sue.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
So, bye. Folks, I've personally gone through illness, disease, divorce, near death, and I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life. Not only did I survive, heal, and move forward, but I soared above it all, and I created a wonderful new life for myself. To learn more about how I can help you to create the life that you desire, visit my website, AskSueLondon.com. Again, the address is AskSueLondon.com. As a motivational speaker, I'm available to come to your area to inspire your group. So connect with me through my website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at the website, check out the calendar. There's lots of great stuff happening. Now, I want to take a very special moment and say thank you to Sharon Wolf for being with us today. Folks, it takes a lot of courage to share something she's been through, and I'm so proud that she would come on to share with you. And I hope something that she said or I said has helped you along your journey. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my special guest is Dr. Nadia Chaudhry, and she's going to be talking about treating the skin from the inside out. On behalf of my very special guest, Sharon Wolf, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.